Y'all wanna go to war right now?
Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are pretty excited. I don't know
because,
if you can tell. Because why, Rochelle?
Because we are getting the F out of this house.
That is pretty exciting news. We are amidst boxes. We are amidst clutter. But it's all going to pay off to our wonderful new home in about 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks.
Our own home. Our first home.
Yep.
Big steps into adulthood.
Yeah.
We're going through puberty all over again, Eric.
Well, maybe.
I feel it.
Maybe some of us for the first time. But enough about...
Yeah, you, right?
Me.
Because what, you're going to get boobs after this?
Well, life is funny, isn't it? Right? Anyways, we got a bit of a grab bag episode. But it's not going to be any less fun because that's what we bring to the table. F-U-N. So hope you like slam poetry. Hope you like all sorts of looks into Calgary's past club scene and all sorts of surprises. Good times. We are Calgary's best podcast. We are Calgary's only podcast. Tip, tap, tip.
I do not make those claims. I do not make those claims.
I stand.
You make those claims. I say we are good podcasts. That's it. Thank
okay.
you.
We're a good podcast. That's it. Thanks. Okay, let's fade out the party here because we got to get down to business. We got a show to run. We got things to talk about and stuff. This is pretty exciting news. Packing up the studio, the last show here, last show of Tip Tap Tip. That is, I'm going to be recording my other show. My not nearly as good show because Rochelle is not involved. Right?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to be recording the Salad Years with Joel tonight.
That's why are you promoting your other podcast on our podcast?
Yeah, I know.
Do you promote Tip Tap Tip on the Salad Years?
No.
I should hope so, Eric.
You should hope so?
That you promote Tip Tap Tip on the Salad Years. Why not?
I do. I say, oh, this is my better show. That's when I'm talking about Tip Tap Tip. Better because...
Yeah, but do you say the words Tip Tap Tip?
Yeah, I say the words Tip Tap Tip.
You better.
I say,
you better, Eric. Eric.
You bet.
Listen to my command.
That's.
I like the Salad Years because I find out stuff about you that I don't normally find out because you're not very talkative in real life.
A bit of a closed book. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You're very quiet normally.
I'm just a very.
Just like to be plugged in.
What?
Plugged in.
You like to be clued into...
You like to be plugged in into stuff.
I don't know.
Like to talk.
I don't know about that anymore, like being plugged in. I think I'm done.
How about let's do a social experiment.
Okay.
In our new house,
yeah.
We will not set up...
What?
Electronic stuff for 1 week.
Ooh.
And see what happens. I know what will happen.
Yeah, I'll go... crazy
bonkers. Yeah, you'll go bonkers. See, I told you that's you're just verifying what I just said. You like to be plugged in.
Yeah, that's gonna be like the first thing that I'm gonna do. I'm like,
yeah, I know. Don't do it then. Come on, I dare you. Try it.
Well, okay, fine.
I dare you.
Sure. I'm not that
but
means
you can't bug me though then.
You don't get to plug in anything either.
No, I know. I don't care.
Well, you care. Well, you have things to do at certain times as well.
Like what?
Haircuts. Oh, but you can't plug anything in, so I guess you don't know what time it is.
Oh, well, no, like you need to know what time it is.
Oh, okay. So now there's these rules that you're inventing. Oh, you can't plug in things.
I'm talking about the computer and the TV. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but then what are you going to do? You're going to go crazy.
Why?
Because you like to watch TV after I go to sleep. And then
yeah, I can read a book, though. It's not going to make me go crazy.
Okay.
I'll just go read a book.
Let's go read a book.
Or hang out with friends. Or go for a bike ride. Like, there's tons of other stuff. I don't think I will go crazy. I think you will go crazy.
Well, I'm not. First of all, I'm not going to play your little silly game. So that's that.
It's not a game. It's a dare. I'm daring you, which means that if you don't take the dare, then you're...
Then what?
Then you're...
Then what?
A weakling. And if you take the dare, then you...
You're super cool.
Then you're super cool, tough guy. Like, I'll take your dare. Well, and I'll double dare you this.
Oh, I'm fine being the weakling with...
Oh my goodness. I can't believe I married you.
Yeah.
You're fine being the weakling.
I'm not a weakling, Rochelle. Look at these arms. This is not an arms.
You have to take the dare.
No, I'm not taking your dare. No, I refuse. Yes.
You can't turn down a dare. That's like so not cool to do
that. I'd rather eat vegan cheese for a week, all right?
Fine, then do that.
Okay, no. And I'm remembering back to like one of our earlier episodes when we did do that. I'm like, oh man, maybe that isn't a good idea.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah. If you know what that is, figure it out. It's one of our early episodes, something about cheese or vegans or...
No, we were on a cleanse.
We were on a cleanse.
And we couldn't eat dairy and we're like, but we need cheese. And anyway, you're very good at distracting. You totally,
what?
Totally
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever. Something. Whatever. So I'll remember. And when we move into our house, I'm going to see if you plug in stuff right away or not. We'll see. We'll see if Eric takes the dare.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to plug things in immediately. While you watch me, I'm going to find the nearest plug-in.
Then I will ignore you for a whole week. And yeah. You're like, oh, perfect.
Isn't that a prize? What? Really? That's all I need to do? I'm going to plug more things in.
Oh my goodness. I was watching this show last night.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called. And the guy is going to the bathroom and then his wife goes into the bathroom after him. And he's laying down. And so instead of following her into the washroom, the camera is still on him. And he like mimics her. He's like, you forgot to put down the toilet seat. You're such a pig. And as she's saying it.
Oh, so he's miming the words?
Yeah. And then he laughs. He's like, ha, 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 ha. Like it's a joke to him. That.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, is this what all husbands do? They just like to piss off their wives
by
peeing on the seat or putting the toilet seat up.
I'm good about, we have one of those toilet seats that go down. So that's not a thing.
But you know, women can do something back to men who do that all the time.
What can you do?
You can leave like tampons in the toilet.
Why? First of all,
get back at the guy, like it's gross. You don't want to see that, do you?
No, but then
I know. So
yeah, but then I'm gonna have to deal with that, like because those things get plugged up in the toilet and the plumbing and all that.
No, they don't.
Or they're pipe safe. They're
yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Kudos to the person who
you didn't even know that.
I'm not a woman. Why would I know these things? I've never had to encounter it on a very personal basis like that. So. I've never had to dispose of one that I have used. So, there you go.
Why would you use them?
What?
Why would you use a tampon?
Have you seen my nose? Sometimes I get a bloody nose and Kleenex doesn't cut it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, you asked and I gave
you
an answer.
So you have used one in your nose?
Oh, I shove it right up in there, Rochelle. My brains will leak right out. It's a fact.
So you have used tampons?
I've used like 5 in one nostril.
I bet you if I showed you a tampon, you wouldn't even know how it works.
No, I don't even know how the coffee machine works. How am I supposed to figure out one of those?
A tampon is not like an electronic device.
Still, there's things you have to do in order. It's all very complicated, Rochelle. And
anyway,
I don't think
all I'm saying is that if a guy is a dick to a lady can be equally bad back to them.
That's impossible because ladies are never like that. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
we,
I think
we do tend to be perfect. So
yeah. So how, you know, I don't know how that's even possible.
We are always right.
I don't know what's.
I'm teaching our son this right now. Oh, okay. I'm teaching him that I'm always right. That's number one priority to teach him. Is mm-hmm. that I'm always right.
Okay, well, that's just great.
Instead of going to preschool.
There you go. Keep him.
Do you agree with that?
I don't know. What if I'm right? I'll just write. What if I'm not? Because I know I'm pretty right at least 50% of the time, right?
No.
Yeah.
Like 10%.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Do you want to get into some stories?
Sure.
This is a clip I found a few weeks ago. It is an insight into our precious city's past about 30 years ago. Not quite 30 years ago. 1986, the Calgary bar hopping scene. This is from a show which I'm guessing... I wasn't able to find too much information about this particular show, but I'm guessing it's like a one of those like cable access shows. But this is some insight into Calgary's bar scene circa 1986. It is crazy.
This is a TJN Entertainment update.
This is Tim Bamberg reporting for TJN. We've invited down here to the Ace of Clubs on 9th Avenue in downtown Calgary to see Mass, The Slash, and FM. But there seems to be some sort of weird pre-Halloween party going on here. Why don't we take a round, look around and talk to some of these folks and see what the hell they're doing here. Come on, let's go. Hey, we're talking with Tanya, the cigarette girl here at the Ace of Clubs. Tanya, how long have you been doing this?
About a week and a half.
How do you like it?
It's wonderful. It's lots of fun.
Why are they having this Halloween party here tonight?
What's that?
Why are they having this Halloween party here tonight?
I guess it's for numerous reasons. Nash the Slash, perhaps.
But aren't they getting...
partying himself.
Aren't they getting ready a little early for Halloween, don't you think?
Halloween's every day.
Hi. Uh-huh. These three girls have names?
Kim. Kathy. Penelope.
Get away. Kim, Kathy, and Penelope? All right. So what are you girls doing here tonight?
Well, I was competing, as I do really quite well. I try to anyway. As you can see, I'm a winner here tonight.
Oh, we thought that had something to do with Halloween.
No, nothing really to do with Halloween. Just sort of a fantasy sort of thing. What every man dreams of, you know?
And did you win?
Yes, I did.
So you're every man's fantasy?
Well, not myself, but my model is. And she's busy at the moment.
And what are you up to?
Oh, I'm just here for the fun.
Who does your makeup?
Kim.
You put that on for her?
What's that?
Her makeup.
Yes.
It's very nice. How about you?
How about me what?
What's your story?
Oh, I'm just here hanging out, watching what's going on.
You here to see Nash the Slash or the show?
No, I'm not going to see Nash the Slash. I've seen him before.
Do you like him?
No, not really.
What are you doing for Halloween this year? Hi, what are your guys' names?
Rowena. Cosmo Shiva.
What origin are those?
German. English.
So, how do you like the Halloween party so far?
It's great. Wonderful.
You usually dress up in May for Halloween?
Yeah, I do it every day of the year. Halloween, I look normal.
Halloween, we feather our hair and wear jeans and t-shirts.
So, has anybody landed on your hair yet?
If they have, I haven't noticed.
I need to fuck them up.
Darling, shall we go home now?
Yeah.
I work at TJN Network. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
You've never heard of TJN?
No, I haven't.
Can you take a guess at what TJN stands for?
No.
Have you ever heard of Ted and John?
Of course. There you go.
Silly of me. Yeah,
you can get that on your pay channel.
Can I take a picture?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You do this very often?
Very seldom. This is the first.
You think you'll do it again?
Calgary. Oh, yes. Definitely.
So you're from Calgary?
Native. Born and raised.
So you're Indian?
No. Do I look it?
No, just the term native.
Right.
Okay, so when do you think they have another one of these?
It's annual, so that would mean once a year.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal.
Paralegal what?
Paralegal at a law firm.
So you're a secretary?
No, well, sure. Only on Secretary's Week, I let myself be called secretary. Let me get lunch.
So do you like flowers?
Yes.
What kind?
Red roses.
Do you get a lot of them?
No, not lately, no.
Are you from Calgary?
No.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
How old's your mother?
46. Cut.
Well, that's good. Where are you from?
Calgary.
How long you been here?
In Calgary?
Yeah.
24 years.
Are you going to leave soon?
No.
Okay,
not
so...
Not after the Olympics.
So why didn't you dress up like all the other people today?
I guess I'm just not like them.
In what way?
I don't know. Outlook and character, I guess.
That's good. Well, when the concert comes on, I want to hear a lot of whooping and hollering from you.
Oh, yeah, I'll be hoarse tomorrow, no doubt.
And if you see any of these weirdos walking around, throw beer on them.
Unless they're girls.
Right.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
So, Rochelle,
if you see any of these weirdos walking around.
What?
I know. Guy was wearing like a plaid shirt. Unbuttoned down the center.
Yeah.
And then he was all sunburned in that one spot.
I know. I'm like, maybe like, maybe it's just an old video. Maybe it looks a bit red. I'm like, no.
No. That looks like a lot of fun. I wanna party in 1986.
I know. People just hanging out. I don't even know who Nash the Slash is. I feel like I should.
Is it like a band?
I guess. Someone's going to email me saying, you don't know who Nash the Slash is? I'm like, nope.
Well, maybe they were a local band.
Maybe, but I wish that show was on TV right now because that would have been...
Well, that's kind of like I've been watching, sometimes I'll watch the Shaw TV just on Channel 9.
Yeah.
And it's just like local television. And I think that everybody can, you know... volunteered to have a show on Shaw, and I like it because it is so
really, really
candid. It's, you know, it's just normal people.
Remember last week like we were watching car auctions.
Car auctions,
and
yeah.
We're pretty, you know, like, and we have all these channels, but we decided, you know, we're going to watch a local car auction.
I don't know. It's just, it's a lot more interesting, and I feel like, I don't know, more connected to our community when you find out, when you know this kind of stuff, you know that this stuff is going on.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know.
Plus those cars were awesome.
Yeah, they were pretty sweet.
Beautiful cars.
I would like to know more about this show, TJ, and I couldn't find any information. So if anybody who lives in the Calgary area who did during this time period, 1986, let me know.
I have a feeling that it probably didn't last very long.
It was probably like a handful of episodes, but I need to know more to satisfy.
There would have been more online, wouldn't there? If it was more popular, if it lasted longer.
Well, there like this. The video that we watched was just one of a series of 12. But I want to know more about this particular show itself. So, anyways, I think it's time to read some poetry. Let's get some serious business going.
Okay, we got to like. Is there anything that you can play to get us in this? Because this is what I'm picturing. I'm picturing this coffee shop on White Avenue in Edmonton, circa 1996. So it would be kind of like grunge. Nobody really cared about specialty coffees. It was just pots of coffee, and this, you know, if you put cream and sugar in it, that was fancy. Smoking.
Well, here's the closest
in the back of the coffee shop, and then people taking turns getting up and reading their own poetry. And this is how we're going to.
This is the closest I have, which is totally off the mark, but let's have a listen. Okay, enough. All right, let's So these are a series of Craigslist misconnections.
I don't think this music goes with it. It doesn't go with reading it. It puts us into the era, but it doesn't work with it.
All right. Sorry, Spin Doctors. You're not cutting it today.
Okay, so we did not write this poetry ourselves. We found it on Craigslist. And I'm not sure. It doesn't even say who it is.
It's weird, though, because it's
under... Because it's a man for woman.
It's under misconnections, which are typically, I saw you in the Safeway parking lot. You look pretty hot with your thong peeking up above your jeans. If you saw me and I winked at you and you remembered me winking, send me a message.
Oh, my goodness. You're just ruining everything that I set up. You're just ruining it even more. Okay? Why don't you just shut up for a minute?
Okay.
Come on. Get into the poetry vibe.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally into the poetry vibe because that's my bag.
Thank you. Thank you. Which one do you want to read?
I don't care.
Here, you read this one. It's short. Okay. I'm going to read this one called Hurry Up. This is man for woman. So it's more of a personal ad. Connection is gone. I want you gone. You mentally screwed in the head. Make me out as the bad one. You lie. You cheat. You steal. I did no wrong to you. Only tried to give you good. I hope something bad has happened. You deserve what you get. Come get your shit. Get the F out of my life. Games like this with the wrong person will get you hurt. Do it to the right one. You make me sick. Transmissed a STD. Okay. Thanks a lot. Maybe you killed yourself. Would be a blessing, I doubt. Just letting some other guy stick it in your ass.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
So that does not sound like a personal ad. That sounds more like a revenge.
All right. Now, this one I have here sounds very much like poetry. It's even written like poetry. This one is called The Fight is Strong. That's what the post is titled. Man for Woman, Southeast Calgary.
Right. Okay, I really want you to work it, Eric.
Oh, I'm going
to
work it.
Feel your inner poetry guide. Just go with it.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We fight. We fight. Now, let's get it on. Different days ago by numerous times. Distinguished change. Fight that's on goes on and on. Each time it does, stronger the bond. Stronger it gets. A fight to fight. The fight. Not to give up. Fight for that love we know is strong. Thank you.
Wow. That was deep. That was deep.
I feel pretty good about myself. Yeah.
Here, I'll give you a pat on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one more. This one is called, I don't know what this means, Miss MSPGBM.
I don't know what PGBM stands for. It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
It's good it's gone. Our love was wrong. I see you here. I know it's you. PGBM. Oh, maybe that's the initials for the person.
Sure.
You're the creep. Your cards you read. Indeed, they say only you do know. It was I that did your neighbor those nights. You listened through your walls. Was I that bent your landlord on her desk that very morning? You were kicked out. She sucked and effed and got you kicked out of the burn block.
Well, I feel pretty jazzed about that.
It's very angry against relationships gone wrong. And I don't know if I've felt this. Oh, no, I probably have felt this way. But I've never had someone who had sex with the neighbor so that I could hear on the other side of the wall. That's pretty bad.
It happens.
That's pretty mean.
It happens.
It happens. So you've done it? I've done that?
Done what?
Have sex with like your neighbor so that your girlfriend can listen in?
No, but...
Well, that's good. Thank you. I'm glad that you have not done that.
Well, we have one last...
What's the meanest thing that you've ever done?
Meanest thing that I've ever done...
In a relationship-wise.
I don't know. I'm an angel, Rochelle. That's really...
Oh, you've had a lot of stuff done to you. I've heard about that. But yeah, like I've never heard what you did to other people.
That's because I've never done anything to you other people, Rochelle.
Oh, because you're perfect never, little saint. Ever. I doubt it.
No, I've always been
Confess. Pretend that I am like the Pope and you can confess to me.
I have nothing to confess.
Tell me.
I have nothing to confess.
Tell me.
I have nothing to confess. Nope.
That means that you've got a really big secret. Even worse than that.
It means I have 100 bodies buried in the backyard.
Yeah, probably.
But we don't have a backyard here, so that's not really going to happen. But so we are getting a backyard. So
that's where you go at night.
Yeah. This is not going to be as jazzy.
So you don't actually go on the computer. There's actually a hidden doorway somewhere in this room. You come in here, you pretend that you're going on the computer, but really you're sneaking outside and you're probably, you know, doing bad stuff.
Doing bad stuff. Like what?
Like criminal activity.
Well, you know me. I run a criminal empire. I'm like the godfather of our neighborhood.
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, I'm
nobody
the worst.
Knows who you are.
I'm the total. I'm the meanest, most fearsome, and respected criminal mastermind of my generation or 20.
I knew it. And then you just play the ukulele and the banjo, so everyone thinks you're like, oh, you're so like hipster, cool, and nice, and like folksy. And meanwhile, you're taking over the world.
Pretty much.
One block at a time.
One single family home area at a time. A girl in Deerfoot Mall, Walmart, August 24.
This is a Miss Connection.
This is Miss Connections.
Craigslist.
Whatever. I'm looking for that girl. For the girl who's shopping in Deerfoot Mall, Walmart, on August 24, Monday at around
10. I want to hear some more passion, Eric. More passion.
She had pink long sleeves shirt, dark brown shorts, and slippers. See, kind of person who wears slippers to Walmart. Clearly a woman of class.
Classy.
And taste.
And comfort.
We had an eye contact in dairy department, I think. I'm not sure. And then we were alone by the noodles shelves. You were right. That's spelled WRIGHT behind me. Maybe you wanted to approach you there, but I didn't say a word. I'm reading this verbatim, so if it sounds weird, that's exactly why. I was wearing glasses and I had toaster and some cables in my cart. I didn't approach you and didn't think that was a big deal. But that same day, your eyes, the way you looked at me, stayed in my mind. And since then, I just can't stop thinking about you. I would have come back next day to try and find you, but I don't live there. I was just passing by. Hope you're going to see this ad, ADD. And if you are interested and available, contact me. And there's no period at the end of the sentence.
I hope for that person's sake, whoever wrote that, that you English is not your first language. Because if it is your first language and you're spelling that badly.
Have you ever been on Facebook?
Everything about that is bad.
Have you ever been on the internet?
Yeah, I know.
People can't spell or punctuate or anything. Or maybe they're just too lazy.
No, it's
I go on Facebook.
You know what? Autocorrect is dumbing us down so much.
Yeah, but you can't autocorrect people's brains.
No, you Some can't people are autocorrect just, sentence structure. And like if it's the wrong word. It's the same word spelled differently, meaning two different things. Like, oh my goodness, Eric, we're just becoming so dumb.
I'm becoming smarter. I think what's happening is I'm absorbing all the smart particles which are being evaporated off these people's brains, and I'm like a suction. And you know how big this head is right now? It's gonna get bigger. Big, big head.
So now you're not just the mob, you're also the secret alien race that's going to take over humanity.
Yeah, and
with your big heads.
And speaking of aliens, here I got a clip here of a gentleman.
Yeah, this newscaster, what's going on with her? She looks like she's wearing a wig or something.
Probably. But here's a story of a guy who's doing his best to thwart the alien invasion.
That newscaster guy does not look cute, like he wants to be there at all.
Cool.
It's like, give me the
hundreds of people turned out tonight for the unveiling of a very controversial statue.
Yeah, really.
Oh, wrong clip. Haha.
Last few years, it has just gotten out of hand.
She's talking about lots of lights and tin foils. Neighbors upset over this home in Hermitage. And now they're taking their concerns to court. 27 First News reporter Nadine Grimley tried to talk to the man they say is behind this problem. And here's what she found out.
Wearing a baseball hat, 78-year-old Arthur Brown comes out of his foil-wrapped house on Virginia Road in Hermitage, not to talk, but shining a spotlight and snapping a few pictures.
Art, would you like to talk to us? Give people some reason why this is here.
Nancy Raich lives across the street.
And over the years, he's become a real problem. He has a lot of issues fearing aliens.
She says this behavior has been going on for more than 20 years, and she's had enough. She's 72 and wants to downsize, selling her home to buy a condo. But no one wants to buy it.
Who wants to buy my house? A nice, decent house, garages, acreage, in Hermitage? A nice place to live when this yahoo across the street decides he wants to shine lights on me.
And she's not alone.
He used to have an alarm. It would go off, on and off, on and off. And that was annoying. So he had to finally get rid of that. Now his new thing is, come out here and chase you with the spotlight.
It's gotten so bad they've taken it to court. And just within the past few days, the city has filed a petition for an injunction to force Brown to stop using the spotlights.
Well, it's a violation of the city's zoning ordinance to have excess lighting that adversely affects neighboring properties.
As for the folks on Virginia Road, they're hoping the lights go out soon. In Hermitage, Nadine Grimley, WKBN 27 First News.
I'm going to be that guy. Guaranteed.
Are you serious?
Yep. I know the aliens are coming, and whatever I can do to prevent them from taking over the planet, whether that's sounding alarms at like...
Okay, but you don't know if that is why that guy is doing that. They never, ever spoke to him. It's the neighbors who are saying that that's what he's doing. It could be something totally different.
Okay, fair enough.
It could just be like mental problems.
Well, yes, there's that, you know, which is probably what it is. But maybe aliens... Maybe.
Eric, if you turn into that guy, I will move across to the other side of the world and change my last name and never, ever talk to you again.
You know what that means, though, right?
What?
I'm just going to have a build a bigger spotlight that shines all the way across the world into your
face. Oh, my goodness. You're psycho. That you'd even think about that. Okay, let's just get divorced right now and be done with it.
Wow, I'll replace you with spotlights and tinfoil. Sound good?
The part that bothers me about this clip is that, you know, sometimes neighbors and sometimes people are different. It doesn't mean that they're violating anything, but it always seems like when the neighbor who's the weirdo are doing something different, always seems like there's some sort of like bylaw that they could find just to pin on them. You know, I don't think that bylaw actually works for what he's doing.
Yeah, they were like, they said, okay, well, there's nothing really that fits here. Let's flip the book.
This
kind of fits. And let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I get it. That lady's trying to sell her house. So, yeah, it is a problem. But she's also kind of like, seems like she's letting it get to her. because she's standing out there and looking at him and watching him. Find something that you want to do that's not watching him.
I know.
And complaining
about him. She gets
really
caught up into it. And she's like, well, you could just ignore him.
Build a wall, right?
Yeah.
Build a wall in front of your house because there's no wall. And it's kind of like a rural setting, you know? She could do that. And then, like, you wouldn't even see him at all. Right? If it's her property, she can do that.
Not even a wall. Just even put some hedges up. It doesn't have to be an ugly wall, right?
I like walls. Like it,
or you a could, wall.
Okay, like make her place like a special gated area, right? That makes it more special.
Yeah, you're right, though. Like she's very caught up in this guy, and she's like, I can't sell my home. Well,
yeah, and blaming it all on him, but you know, you can't blame all your problems on someone else. You can't change your neighbors. You can't change you there, but you can work with what they're doing and what bothers you, then deal with it in your way, however you want to deal with it. And tattletaling to the city council is not always going to help you.
Yeah. Cause really, how's that help him in the end? It's just like,
No, how does it help her in the end? Oh, so then they press charges on him for flashing lights. Well, he's still there.
Yeah.
And then he'll just find something else to do. You know, then you're going to go back to the city council again. Like, you know, what?
Can I have some grapes, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyway, it kind of goes to the previous episode we did a while ago about the people who are having trouble. Well, we were talking about like troublesome neighbors or whatever. Mm. I hope that in our new house, we have cool neighbors. Doesn't really seem like our house is that close to the other neighbors, except for the one on the one side.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be the cool neighbors.
The cool neighbors?
Yep.
Or the weirdo neighbors?
Both.
Well, knowing you, you'll probably make us into the weirdo neighbors.
What do you mean by that?
You just said you're going to shine lights on people like that.
Well,
guy.
Not right now, but when I'm 78, guaranteed.
Oh, you have to wait till you're... Oh, there's an age limit.
Yeah, you know, you kind of ease into that.
You got to get a permit for being crazy and...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It starts with like...
Okay, well, hopefully... I won't be in the picture when that happens. Okay, next topic. This sounds really awesome. Eric says it sucks. I say it sounds awesome. Kickstarter, I'm sure everybody knows what that is. Fund intended to raise $20,000 for popular new jacket. Gets $9 million. A crowdfunding campaign established to help a clothier produce a popular 15-feature travel jacket only asked for $20,000. Instead, it raised $9 million. Wow.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's crazy.
I can't believe it. It's ridiculous.
Entrepreneur Hyrule Sanghavi launched the Kickstarter campaign on July 7th. His goal was to raise $20,000 in 58 days. It was about 57 days more than he needed. Sanghavi's jacket was so popular, the fund surpassed the $20,000 mark in just 5 hours. Crazy, man. That's insane. I knew we had a great idea that we'd maybe get a million or two, but never 9 million, said Hyrule Sanghavi, the jacket's creator. The travel jacket comes in four styles that has several hidden functions to make traveling more comfortable. Among the 15 features, a neck pillow that inflates in seconds, a cup holder pocket, and gloves tucked into each sleeve. It also sports an eye mask, earphone holders, a tablet pocket, and a zipper that doubles as a pen and stylus.
This is the most... I printed out a picture of this so Rochelle could see, and it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's not really, though. It doesn't look... It basically just looks like a hoodie. It just looks like a hoodie, and then they have, you know, diagrams of where things go. I don't think this is really a new invention to have a jacket with a whole bunch of pockets, but I think the, you know, the features that make it super awesome is the neck pillow and the eye mask, the passport pocket.
Okay, really? How often are you carrying around a passport?
Well, when you're traveling, Eric, this is a traveling jacket.
So
all of this is intended to make your flight on the plane super comfortable. So everything that you want with you when you're flying is right on you.
You know
in
what
your
I want
jacket.
When I'm traveling? Not to look like a dork.
But my real question is,
yeah,
what does this jacket look like when all of the functions are being used?
Oh, you look probably super cool. I'm sure.
Yeah. So that's my thing because it says iPad pocket on one side of this pocket. And then on the other side of that same pocket, it says blanket pocket.
Okay.
So how can an iPad pocket also be a blanket? Like you'd look like you were pregnant because you got so much stuff shoved in your pockets.
Be super cool guy with travel jacket who makes you look twice as big as you should be because... I don't know. Here's the problem I have with this.
Like, why can't you just have, I guess the reason why, why can't you just have a backpack? Well, the great thing about the jacket is no one can steal it because you're wearing it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so you have all your important stuff in there and your expensive stuff in there.
So this picture of this jacket, it's a young gentleman, cool looking dude.
Yeah,
sunglasses.
But he's obviously not using it because it's all flat.
Cool looking dude. Yeah, obviously not really using.
But you know what I want?
What do you want?
Is that the inflatable neck support thing, and it also goes over your eyes. I'm like, that is amazing. I want that for on the airplane.
All right, but I'm not getting you this jacket.
Why not? How much is it?
I don't know. It's actually, how much is this thing? Let's find out. If I was to, let's play shopping.
I bet you.
All right, let's play over under.
Okay. I say it's over 100, but under 200.
All right. I say it's $250.
Really?
I'm guessing. I've not looked this up. Say Michelle and Eric want to buy matching travel jackets in, here's the one. Pre-order now.
Pre-order.
All right. I want to pre-order this travel jacket. And how much is it going to cost me?
Is there a female version and a male version? Or
$150.
See? Knew it.
Retail. Future retail price, $170 plus taxes. Okay. So, Rochelle won that one.
Yeah.
You can get the any number of colors. Oh, maybe a female version. Oh, there is a female version.
Oh, there is. It's pink. Mm-hmm. It's called Boba.
That's the name of the, I guess, the company.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So $150, you can get yourself a jacket which fills a bunch of stuff.
So I think this is like if somebody has a job that where they're always like jumping on a plane. Like one of my clients, she works in sales from Whirlpool.
Sure.
Maytag, something like that.
Yeah.
And she's always on the plane, and she actually invested in buying this pass that will get her to the front of the customs line. No, is it customs? No, it's the like where they
the check-in or the
the check-in, like where they scan you and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, she's in a special line that just goes right to the front.
Well, poor people to the back.
Like even in front of women and children.
Poor people to the back of the bus because look out. Here comes Mr.
No,
and Mrs. Moneybags.
She paid for it because she's flying tons of different places all the time. Like I can see lineups suck, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure she paid a pretty penny for it too.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Anyway.
Last story. We'll wrap this show up. I like birthdays. I just had one a little while ago. Still kind of traumatized, but I'm getting over it. Actually, we didn't even talk about that because the last show was prior to birthday. Thank you, Rochelle.
Yeah, Eric's now officially an old man. An
old person. We'll not say how old I am, but...
old man. Over the hill.
Over the hill. There was a hill. I climbed up it. And
you peaked.
And now
this year is your peak year. And then after that, it's all downhill.
Yep. So, speaking of birthdays, here's a story about a mother who bought her daughter.
What did you get for your birthday, Aaron?
I got, because Rochelle is the best. That's right.
Yeah.
Tickets to Kraftwerk, who are coming this week. I like them. Bo, our son likes to call them robot music, which is pretty close to exactly what they are. And also a banjo. So two opposing things, robot music and non-robotic music making things. So there you go.
And I got them for you because you're the best.
Because I'm the best. So anyways, this mother's not the best. Mother bought cocaine as a present for her daughter, for her daughter's 18th birthday to make sure they, quote unquote, had a good time together. Niccolo Austin, 37, booked a limousine ride to London and got 12 packets of the Class A drug to take on the trip. However, they are found by police who raided her home with a sniffer dog. The cocaine had 87% purity and weighed 5.65 grams. Austin admitted to having it to celebrate her daughter's birthday, the court heard. Prosecutor Craig Evans told the court they were going to London in a limo and she wanted to make sure they had a good time. Austin, who had 6 previous convictions, one for possessing amphetamine in 2010, admitted possessing cocaine with intent to supply.
So she is a drug dealer and a drug addict, and she wants her daughter to follow in her footsteps.
But she's also a very caring mom who's looking out for the best of her child.
Sounds like an excuse.
Well, I didn't ask for cocaine for my birthday, but if I did, Rochelle, would you have got me cocaine? 12 packets. I demand cocaine from my
next because I'll just go to, you know, the local mall and buy that there.
I'm sure there's a guy who hangs out by the food court in the mall.
And those are the people I do not even know exist.
All right. I demand that next birthday. Cocaine. I'm not even going to use it. I want to see if you can do it.
Your next birthday, you're going downhill. So you probably would have a heart attack if you took it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So we got to be careful. We got to be careful.
Yeah.
Next year, you won't even be able to walk probably. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to take it one step at a time.
One shuffle at a time in my case. So anyways, let's...
Don't overexert yourself.
Okay. Well, is it? Last tip, tap, tip from this place. Next episode will be after I move and 1 week after that because apparently I'm not allowed to hook up electronic things for 1 week after I move.
I dare you.
Dare me
to see if that happens.
Dare me to not hook
up? Probably not.
I probably will not.
You're probably going to irritate me so much. You're going to be like, I don't know what to do. And I'll be like, just do it.
Just
plug it in. Just leave me alone.
Anyways, go to our website. Say hi, send us an email, blah, 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 blah. We need to know you're out there. We know you are. But sometimes
I found pictures from Eric.
Oh, yes.
Eric's junior high pictures, which, you know, once we get our things sorted out, we've got some good ideas to what to do with those.
Yeah. Rochelle found my grades.
Preteen Eric.
Grades 7 through 9 pictures. It's kind of like the Hulk turning into Bruce Banner. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, Rochelle has some things she's got cooked up for that. And that's it. I don't know.
That's it. That's all. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
But later. Bye.